She sold 200 albums internationally and won 6 Grammys. One of her biggest hits was in the 1992 movie The Bodyguard, which she both acted and sung the theme tune to, which was I Will Always Love You, one of the biggest selling songs of all time. Her fans were quick to pay tribute to her on the hearing of her death.
She was a huge part of me growing up. Like, you know, I loved her music. It was so emotional, so soulful. And I just hope that, you know, she's in a better place.
Speechless. It's my hero's gone.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm from Newark. And I grew up with Whitney Houston. And my mother is friends with her family. And my mother just called me. And I'm completely devastated. I don't know what to say. Because the
greatest love of all is. She was immersed in music from the moment she was born. Her godmother was soul legend Aretha Franklin, her cousin Dionne Warwick, and her mother was a singer. When she was young, Whitney Houston spent her time singing at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark. The pastor of the church, Reverend Joe Carter, urged for privacy for the family.
Obviously, words can't express the pain that that we're all feeling, especially the family, and we're just asking for everyone to lift the family up in their prayers and their thoughts, and to respect them. Although this is definitely public pain, but their grief is very personal.
From the middle of the 80s to the late 90s, she stunned audiences regularly with her seamless, powerful vocals. Her very first album, Whitney, was the first by a female artist to debut at number one in the charts. In 1991, she performed the US national anthem at the Super Bowl. Many felt that no one could ever better her rendition. She dedicated her performance to American troops who were fighting abroad. The song was re-released after September the 11th and was the first performance of the national anthem to become a top 10 hit. In later years, her drug abuse and erratic behaviour tainted her image, and without doubt the drugs damaged the quality of her voice. In 2002, she gave an interview to Diane Sawyer on ABC Primetime, in which she was asked about her drug use.
Is it alcohol? Is it marijuana? Is it cocaine? Is it pills?
It has been. At times.
All?
At times.
Do you think of yourself as an addict?
I am addicted to a few things. I don't like to think of myself addicted. I like to think of I had a bad habit, which can be broken. It's not right.
Her marriage to singer Bobby Brown in 1992 was volatile, with rumours of violence and adultery, and they eventually divorced in 2007. Miss Houston's death came on the eve of music's biggest night, the Grammys. One last video of her singing the night before she died has been posted on the Jet magazine website. It shows her once strong voice nothing more than a rasp. Despite the controversies of her private life, her music at the height of her career and her comeback in 2009 will remain her legacy. The highly choreographed Grammy Award ceremony, which she was due to attend, will now pay tribute to Miss Houston.